So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Playing that intro music could be possibly good luck for Detroit tonight. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Although Jack White did perform on Thanksgiving and the Lions lost. So I don't know about that. Anyway, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. It is a big one tonight in the Motor City. Dallas comes to town and Pearl, playoffs are certainly on the line. Just put some numbers behind it. Right now, the Lions have a 42% chance to make the playoffs. It jumps up to nearly 60% with a win tonight, but drops to 22% if they lose. For Dallas, the odds are a little bit longer. They certainly would have to, basically, they have to run the table at this point if they want to get in.
Oh, yeah, but don't despair, Dallas fans. You can absolutely run the table. This is the hardest game you'll have left, assuming that you're way better at home, which it seems to be the case. The worst case scenario would be to win this game, the whole world goes bananas, then you blow it against a team like the Commanders in week 17. Just don't do that, Dallas. Lose tonight, that's fine. Well, just don't lose against an NFC East team.
You know what, you say that, but again, I'll go to Next Gen Stats because people had a problem with me using the Athletics playoff simulator. The Cowboys have a 17% chance to make the playoffs. It goes up to 31% with a win, falls to 6% playoff likelihood with a loss. So we're talking about Detroit, backs against the wall, and how desperate they
are.
But you know what? Dallas should be feeling that same amount of desperation, in my opinion. According to Next Gen Stats, this is not me crunching the numbers, heaven forbid.
I disagree.
I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning.
I disagree because I don't think, I mean, it all comes down to Justin Herbert's left hand. Like, I don't think the Chargers are beating this version of the Cowboys team in Dallas. And then you end up with Minnesota, New York, and Washington. Like, there's no excuse not to lose those games. Then you end up 10-6-1. I don't know what the percentage is, but I imagine 10-6-1 will get you in.
I don't know. You already have teams in the NFC who already have 9 wins. I mean, there are some really good teams in the NFC. And so, to me, this one feels like desperation times for both teams. And I think you're going to see both of them try to get off to these really fast starts. And then it's like, who's going to take some risks? And is it going to end up paying off? Now, listen, Detroit comes into this game way more banged up than Dallas. Dallas is actually getting guys back. Now, I don't believe Deron Bland's going to play. They're also going to be missing Tyler Guyton. But they have gotten much healthier along the defensive line. And that's coincided with this 3-game winning streak. I mean, it has been a different defense since Quinn and Williams got here and or got there. And since they got some more guys healthy along the line.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Look at the standing. You're right. So the big question is, do you need 11 wins to even be in this thing? There's a lot of L's left on this. Even the 9-3 Bears have a brutal schedule moving forward. The Eagles, we don't know if they're going to win anything moving forward. You know, for all we know, the Cowboys could even take the NFC East. The Bucks will get the NFC South. They're out of the picture. Then you got, you know, the Niners are 9-4 and the Seahawks are 9-3. Nothing is guaranteed. There are a lot of L's because a lot of teams play each other coming forward. The Packers play the Bears twice. So I think 10-6-1 will sneak you in.
I love this free fall that's coming from Philadelphia, right? Like, you're going to free fall when you face Justin Herbert, who's got a broken left hand. Then the Raiders come to town. You're going to name the number that day. You still have two against Washington. And, yeah, you got to go to Buffalo. But, like, you... the Eagles have some nice wins here on this schedule on paper. You're going to be favored by the Raiders. That might be the biggest spread of the season.
They lost to the Giants in 2023, Maggie. When the fall comes in Philadelphia, it comes hard. Remember, they lost five of the last six to anybody and everybody. Last 2 years ago in Philadelphia when things fell apart. That could easily be happening now.
All right. We asked you on X, who do you trust more down the stretch? And I'm actually surprised that the Lions are winning this poll by this much, basically doubling up the Dallas Cowboys when I feel like Dallas is one of the hottest teams in the NFL. They beat your Eagles, even though they were down 21-0. And then they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And yeah, that was a tight game, no doubt. I mean, they were trading touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But ultimately, they did win that game. And you're going to Detroit, yes, but it's still inside. You're not going to play Chicago today.
Yeah, that's an interesting point Packers. About the dome thing. But yeah, I feel like that is definitely a road game. I don't think it matters if you're indoor or outdoor. I don't think people trust Dallas on the road right now. And by the way, this Dallas two-game run...
Three-game run.
But the two games against really good teams have still been very, very close games. I mean, they could have easily blown that game against Philadelphia. The big, big mistakes in that game that almost cost them early. So I'm not sure. I get why people don't trust the Cowboys. I mean, we all get that, right? As great as George Pickens has been, he's hard to trust. Is he going to be the best receiver in the NFL the rest of the 5 weeks? Is CeeDee Lamb going to have a dropitis again? There's all sorts of things that can happen to this Dallas team, and we all know it.
Exciting game, though. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And it's just one of the really good ones this week because you've got Packers-Bears for first place in the NFC North, and then you've got that Steelers-Ravens game, Pearl, for first place in the AFC North. And meanwhile, it's like all the outside noise around Pittsburgh this week has just been deafening, whether it's Mike Tomlin's future, whether it's Aaron Rodgers saying guys aren't showing up to film sessions, then having to amend that, then saying he's not going to comment on anything that goes on off the field. Like, well, what's going on off the field? You know, he kind of volunteered that, like, I'm not going to get into the off the field stuff. Like, what off the field stuff? No one even brought that up until you just did. I thought he meant about the outside film sessions that they may or may not have been trying to hold. I don't know, but we don't know. He was kind of vague in his answers. So a lot swirling around the Steelers right now. Meanwhile, let's get to the Maggie and Perloff, King of the Mountain.
Who is the King of the Mountain? Maggie and Perloff search for the greatest NFL team of all time.
Carl, it's been a labor of love. Started with 25 of the greatest NFL teams ever. We're putting them head to head. Whoever wins the poll each week gets to stay as King of the Mountain. And we've had a couple teams go on some really significant runs. Started with the 72 Dolphins, hung around for a little bit. Then the 84 49ers, pardon me, really ran the table for a while. Now it's the 85 Bears who have the crown as King of the Mountain, and they have held this spot now for the last month.
I mean, I'm not surprised. They're so iconic in their own right. And the funny thing is they had no dynasty whatsoever. They just had that year. And if you're doing year by year, that gives them a big advantage. Because we didn't even know which Steelers team was which when we'd be talking. Like, is that the team with this guy or that guy? And the Niners were even worse. The 84 Niners didn't have Jerry Rice. And most people don't remember that.
Let's get you refamiliarized with the 85 Bears.
When William the Refrigerator Perry barged in for Chicago's final touchdown, the most one-sided game in Super Bowl history was complete. After 22 years of frustration, Chicago had finally recaptured its place at Pro Football's summit. They dominated this game and this season as few teams had ever before. Yet the Bears also captured the country's imagination with their flair for excitement and fun. The Bears return home as world champions.
85 Bears obviously throttled the Patriots in Super Bowl 20, 46-10. They had a regular season record of 15-1. Six Hall of Famers on that team. Had the first defense to lead the NFL in points allowed, yards allowed, and takeaways. Obviously, the Super Bowl shuffle speaks for itself. Meanwhile, today, they face a new challenger, Pearl, and this one is near and dear to your heart. The 2024 Philadelphia Eagles.
The wait is over. The NFL's two best teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, are about to collide in Super Bowl 59.
Hey, no stone unturned, man. We coming in big. We coming to dominate. That's it. Together. We just did this all year. Don't stop now.
First, let's go.
The Eagles, 24. The Chiefs, not a thing.
I love when they doubt you. They can't with you.
What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history.
That was Merrill Reese. I hear this from Saquon Barkley on this very topic. Is this 2024 Eagles team one of the greatest of all time? Here's what Barkley thinks.
66 was the first Super Bowl. You take all the way from 66 to 2024. And you do a March Madness tournament, I think we come out on top, or we're at least making it to the Final Four.
There you go. So basically, Saquon Barkley doing our exact assignment. We're just not doing it in bracket form.
He kind of hurt his own cause by saying, well, at least the Final Four. I actually thought about that line.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, if you just cut the sound by right there, then he has it. But you're right. I think he's worried about the 85 Bears.
Tell the tape here. Obviously, the domination of Kansas City in the Super Bowl, 40-22. Regular season record of 14-3, but ends the season with 18 wins. You were the number two defense last year, Pearl, number seven offense, and a key stat, you set an NFL record for most points scored in one postseason at 145, and obviously hanging 40 in the Super Bowl definitely helped that. Saquon Barkley, unbelievable, leading the league in yards from scrimmage at more than 2,200 plus. And then he's also got the all-time moment, the backwards hurdle against the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you're looking for, like, if a Heisman moment could happen in the pros, you know, like one snapshot, a capsule of that season, I think it would have to be Barkley's backwards hurdle. That was week 8, but still just showed the impact that Barkley had as the finishing piece on that Eagle team.
Yeah, he's only used it for about 16 different commercials since then, by the way.
And just wait.
Cover men.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley, it's sort of like the Odell one-handed catch. He is, not he necessarily, but the people around him are milking that play a little bit.
I don't think you have to. I think it's that spectacular that it's okay. I don't get sick of seeing it.
There's this commercial where he's hanging upside down from, have you guys seen that one, from the ceiling for somebody? I like it, but he is definitely like overplaying it a little bit.
Man, only an Eagle fan. Like, this one should be one of the greatest moments in the history. You got like Miracle at the Meadowlands. You got Saquon Barkley backwards jump.
Oh, yeah. No, it was cool. But I mean, the Super Bowl, I think the ring is even cooler, to be honest.
Well, no kidding. But do you also agree with Merrill Reese this is the greatest Eagle team of all time?
Well, he said modern.
Modern.
I love that because Merrill Reese was probably thinking about Chuck Bednarik. He was like, oh, man, we must have had some great teams back in the day. Yeah, I definitely agree. If we, for this exercise, we had a choice between the 17 Eagles and this team. And I think this team was the right one to go with.
All right, let's welcome in our special guest for today to weigh in on this very topic. You know him as the host of the WIP Afternoon Show. He's our former boss. You can listen to his podcast, The Rights to Ricky Sanchez. Say the name. Spike Eskin on the line.
I've never seen the true face of a coward.
Good morning, Spike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Talking about happier days with your Philadelphia Eagles today. I'm not sure if EJ told you about the assignment we're doing, which is finding the greatest NFL team of all time. Today, your 2024 Philadelphia Eagles are matched up against the 1985 Chicago Bears. It's going to be a tough test, Spike. But what would be the case for this Eagle team as the greatest ever?
Oh, wow. Well, in my life, it's the greatest rushing performance I've ever seen from a team. Because it was dynamic and because it was about more than the running back. The running back was awesome and Saquon was awesome. But the way the offensive line performed, I don't even know, even though, Saquon rushed for 2,000 yards and then through the playoffs ended up with like the most yards ever. I don't even know if the numbers do it justice. When you go back and watch the way the offensive line performed, they bullied people the entire year. And it was so dominant that they got to a point where I think they were throwing 17 times a game or something after the bye week, simply because they didn't need it. And like, you know, it, and it wasn't just they would get 4 yards, they would get 4 yards, they would get 4 yards. That when I talk about dynamic, Saquon having as many 50, 60-yard runs as he had was something that you don't see with a running game, right? Like, you see explosive passing plays, and occasionally with a team you'll see an explosive running play. But it became so commonplace that you knew all you had to do was do it, run enough times, and you would get a game-breaking play. So I've never seen an offensive line wear down a team the way that the 2024 Eagles offensive line has worn down teams. And then you pair that with, look, they weren't the 85 Bears, but when you pair that with the number one defense in the league, whether you're the best defense of all time or not, toward the end of the year, I just didn't know how any team was going to beat them.
Spike, first of all, congratulations. I heard you're in Hard Knocks. I saw that. That's amazing.
Oh, nice.
I've wanted to do that my whole life.
Well, I'm a big star now, so you're going to have to go through an agent to book me after my 9-second appearance on Hard Knocks. So
we'll have our people call your people.
I usually don't watch. Yeah. In-season Hard Knocks is not always for me, but I'm going to be on this one. So you said they didn't run after a certain didn't pass the ball after a certain point, which begs the question, is the quarterback good enough to be in this debate in Jalen Hurts?
Well, I mean, is Jim McMahon. So
he was pretty good.
Yeah, but Jalen was fine. You're asking me to make a case for this. Is the Jalen case is a difficult case for me to make.
And also, you were in a big controversy last year, right? With Brandon Graham said that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown were not getting along too. So not just is he good, but was there a lot of drama behind the scenes in this 2024 Eagles?
So there's more drama this year. There was enough drama last year, I would say. There were two sets of drama. There was the Jalen Hurts drama with AJ, and then there was some Nick Sirianni drama where after a win, he managed to get into a fight with Eagles fans in a home game against the Browns. So there was enough controversy. This year's been worse, I would say. I think it's just sort of the part of the DNA of the team the last 10 years, even when they're successful. It seems like there is a debate about something. Maybe we have something to do with that at WIP. I don't know. I think Jalen, if I were to make a case for Jalen, he did what was required in that there were games where necessitated passing the ball, and he was able to do it well. Now, like, you know, I'm usually the person arguing that you always need to be able to pass the ball. I just think that last year's Eagles team was special running the ball in a way that they could get away with, don't turn the ball over. And when there's a situation where we can do it, where the other team commits so much to stopping Saquon that we can throw the ball, like in the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game, the Steelers game last year, the Ravens game last year, he was able to come up big when it was necessary.
Our former boss, Spike Eskin, on the phone right now. Afternoon host, WIP. It's the Maggie and Perloff King of the Mountain Project. We are trying to find the greatest team of all time. Today, it's the 1985 Chicago Bears matched up against the reigning Super Bowl champion, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles.
Go
so
Bears!
We went right to the source in Philadelphia's own Spike Eskin. I think one thing you guys have not brought up about 2024 that I think matters is you kept the Chiefs from a three-peat. I think that should factor in. And it wasn't just beating them. You beat the brakes off of them in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, we weren't talking about Steve Grogan and Tony Eason in the same way with that Patriots team. Like, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes, who's goated in a lot of people's eyes, or could be goated by the time everything is said and done. But Spike, bringing it to present day now, because you mentioned there's a lot more drama this year with the Eagles. Do you think there's a possibility that, like last year, where A.J. Brown's reading self-help books on the sideline and it looked like things were pretty bad. You mentioned Sirianni getting into it with the fans. That things could turn around this year and that, you know, last year all that drama did not cause them, you know, to trip up. Is it possible there's a turnaround where everyone gets on the same page and you can still be a factor this year?
It's possible, but it's a lot less likely.
Why?
I think that, I always ask the question when people are arguing that this could happen, is what are the Eagles good at this year? Like, what are they really good at? Because every good team, there's no perfect team in the NFL, but you could certainly say they're really good at this or they're really good at that. And like when you say they're really, really good at not turning the ball over, it's sort of like saying, why is a baseball team good? Because they have a great closer. It's like the baseball team's not good because they have a good closer. It just means that that's something they have. They have a their offense has been, you know, bottom, not just bottom third. I mean, probably bottom bottom five in the league at this point. The defense is good, but it is not last year good. So I just don't know what they're able to lean on. And I don't think that the running game is a matter of everyone being on the same page. I do think there is some just physical attrition there. There's a lot made of, I'm sure you guys have talked about it, you know, after a back touches the ball 400 times or so, the next year they're not good. And that would explain Saquon to an extent. But I think one thing that people don't talk about is that, you know, the running back has several running plays where they don't get hit very hard. The offensive line never has one of those. So, you know, that was 500 touches, rushes for the offensive line, too. We've seen Cam Jurgens had offseason back surgery, has had leg problems this year. Landon Dickerson has been in and out. Lane Johnson has been hurt. They're missing Mekhi Becton, who was really good last year. So I just don't think the running game is going to just come together, and I don't think Jalen Hurts is a good enough passer. So I guess if for no other reason that the rest of the league doesn't seem particularly awesome, it just doesn't feel like it's in the cards for this year's Eagles team.
Spike, if things do go badly, how close is head coach Nick Sirianni to the hot seat?
I think it would have to go like 2023 badly. I think they would have to either lose the division, you know, or, you know, they stumble into the playoffs and get whipped in the first round. I think they're pretty comfortable with Nick. I think the Eagles like the kind of head coach that, how do I put this kind of, works well together with the front office, you know, so I think he'd be comfortable with making whatever changes they think they need to make. So I think it would take, but if it's not like either of those scenarios is out of the question, right? Like if they were to collapse, two Super Bowls in 2 years is impressive. Two collapses in 3 years is pretty unprecedented. You know, if it ends up being like it was in 2023, where they lost 6 of 7 and got blown out in the first round of the playoffs. So I think it's unlikely he would get fired, but I don't think it's completely off the table if things completely unwind.
That was a really nice way to put it, Spike. Works well with the front office, like puppet of Howie Roseman. That was like really nice. And it's also that maybe his quarterback and wide receiver, who apparently may not like each other, but still find a way to come together to go rogue at the end of games. And with no fear of repercussion, I guess, from the head coach. So there's a couple things going on with Philadelphia. Here's my last one for you, Spike. And again, thanks for doing this. Obviously, the only thing you want in your life is to talk more Eagles. You don't do that nearly enough.
I love it.
No doubt.
I love it. My wife knows I love it at family functions. Please.
Just do a radio show personally for each person at the table. I know that's what you're dying to do. We'll get to the Sixers another time and maybe a pursuit of Giannis. But last one for me. On a scale of very shocked to not shocked at all, how surprised would you be if Howie Roseman and the Eagles drafted a quarterback this year like they did with Jalen Hurts when Carson Wentz was under contract?
Not shocked at all. 0% shocked. Yeah, I would be. I think the most interesting, the two most interesting things this offseason will be for the Eagles, assuming it doesn't turn around, are do they give Jalen Hurts an extension and do they trade Tanner McKee, who is their backup quarterback who they've developed for the last 3 years. He's a 6th-round pick. They think very highly of him. He's going into the last year of his deal. So, you know, you have a quarterback that is well, young backup quarterback that's well thought of across the league that you either have to pay or trade. And then Hurts, who is definitely the timing for an extension is there. I think if you don't hear news about an extension rather quickly, and you don't see any trade talks about Tanner McKee, I think drafting a quarterback, or even they moved on from Carson Wentz, you know, like they 3 years after an MVP type season. So I don't think it's likely, but I definitely don't think it's impossible.
Quick sports etiquette question. You know, I was, I don't know if you saw, I was at the game on Black Friday, Bears Eagles. What is the acceptable time, considering the wind and the temperature, to leave that game if you were going to leave early? And Spike, I know you're sympathetic to my cause in this one.
Look, man, there were too many Eagles fans leaving too early in that game. I would say it became, not until Bears are in like victory formation. I think it was when Caleb Williams ran for a first down that pretty much sealed it. I think there's only 17 games in a year. There's only 8 or 9 home games. Like, don't leave early. You got to be getting blown out, and they weren't. So when did you leave?
Perloff left at halftime.
No. I left halfway through the fourth quarter. Traffic, dude. I had to get out. I was parked really far away.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to support me on this one.
No, not, absolutely not. That life experience, you never get it back. What if you missed one of the greatest comebacks in Eagles history? You would feel like an idiot. For what? To get home 25 minutes earlier? You're nuts.
Yeah, I couldn't feel my toes.
Well, the fact that you can feel them again is good.
I know.
If you still couldn't feel them, then we'd have an issue.
Spike. Or drink more, Spike. That is what I need to do.
Yes.
You know, Spike, we're glad we could scratch this itch for you. We know all you want to do is talk more Eagles, so thank you for doing this.
Go
and
Bird!
Definitely, everyone, go vote on our poll. Who is the better team all time? 1985 Bears, 2024
Bears.
Eagles. Appreciate it, Spike. We'll listen to you later.
Thank you, guys. Great to hear from me.
You too. All right, there we go. Got to take a quick break. We're late. If Spike was still our boss, he'd be not happy about this. So coming up next, we have a poll question to update you about tonight's game. Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions, lots on the line. I'll tell you about it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Next.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. You can go vote on our weekly King of the Mountain, trying to name the best Super Bowl team of all time. This week, 85 Bears against my Philadelphia Eagles, the 2024 Eagles. It's a tough matchup for my birds. I would argue one thing that Spike didn't bring up. Two guys were on the defense who left, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, are awesome on their new teams, proving there was a lot of talent there. For what that's worth, I don't know. I don't got much here.
Well, I mean, I think that the 2024 Eagles make a really good case. Like, how would Saquon Barkley have matched up against, like, Mike Singletary? I mean, there's, like, I don't know. That
nobody
offensive matches
up well against Michael Singletary.
No,
he was
I know,
a monster.
But the offensive line for the Eagles is, this is our King of the Mountain. We're trying to find who's the greatest team of all time in 85 Bears versus 2024 Eagles. But, like, you know, we had Spike Eskin, our boss, who's the host of WIP in Philadelphia, on to kind of defend the birds a little bit. And yeah, I know it's hard, but that offensive line, could they have had some success against that fantastic Bears front?
I mean,
possibly.
The Bears had, the front was Dan Hampton, Steve McMichael,
yeah,
Fridge Perry and Richard Dent. Then their linebackers were Otis Wilson, Mike Singletary, and Wilbur Marshall.
Now,
Singletary is the only Hall of Famer, but Wilbur Marshall and Otis Wilson were right there. And then they had, and they were running this 46 defense that people didn't really understand at the time. It was awesome. Dan Hampton was fantastic, made the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I think this is one really tough matchup for the 2024 Birds. But Spike brought up a great question. Is Jalen Hurts good? When are we ever going to know the answer to that question? That particular question. In the Super Bowl, heck yes. The rest of the time, I have no idea.
Yeah,
and I watch him every week.
Said he would not be shocked if the Eagles drafted a quarterback like they drafted Jalen Hurts when they already had Carson Wentz under contract. Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got the latest headlines. We get back to present day, where you got Cowboys and Lions tonight with a lot on the line.
We'll get to that game in a second. Yeah. But first, mine and Manny's New York football Giants. They are bad at multiple things these days. I thought all of them were football related, but then Jackson Dart, tight end Theo Johnson, and interim OC Tim Kelly had this chat during a recent practice, which was then aired this week on the season premiere of In Season Hard Knocks.
Where does this wind come from, bro? Like, there's no like canyon, you know, there's like nothing that's like flowing through. It's just
Meadowlands.
We're in the Meadowlands.
Massive ocean that's like 2 miles that way.
The ocean's that way?
Ocean?
I thought the ocean was that way.
Sure, there's no ocean. I'm pretty sure it's a river, ain't it?
He said there's, that's a river.
Oh, oh bro.
On the other side of those buildings, it's nothing but blue water.
Are you, an ocean?
Dude, there's an... Oh, I thought the ocean was that way.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, look at that. Like, New York? The Atlantic Ocean.
But where are we? Where are we?
Yeah, where are we? It's called hell. I mean...
None where are
of
we?
None of that is right.
All three of them get a map.
There's another 40 seconds of like, what's Long Island? So this is...
Fair questions all around.
Now, I'll raise my hand.
Which way is the ocean?
Could I explain to you where wind comes from, where wind starts? No. Do I know that the Meadowlands is not within shouting distance of an ocean? Yes.
Oh, so it's not near the ocean?
No, there's like three different rivers plus Manhattan and a little bit of Long Island before you get to an ocean.
Yeah, it's a swamp. They're in a swamp.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it's kind of confusing over there. But obviously, like, these guys don't, they just go from the facility to their apartments and then take a car service to New York.
Dart doesn't know an easy pass, so I knew he knew what the hell.
Yes, he didn't know what easy pass was. You know, to be fair, Jared Goff during a Hard Knocks when he was young didn't know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and he played in a Super Bowl.
Oh, true. Brother. Where did he go to school?
He went to a good school.
He went to Berkeley.
You've got to be kidding me.
I thought you were asking that rhetorically. No, I
genuinely forgot. I thought it was Cal for a second, but I didn't want to sound like a moron on air, but oh, God.
Well, Jackson Dart got you covered there.
Yeah.
Where does wind come? Yeah, I guess that's a fair question.
So are we near the ocean, in your guys' opinion? Are we near a river?
Well, we are closer to the ocean than they are.
The river is two streets away that way.
Right, but that river opens up into the ocean.
Yes.
Eventually.
Like all rivers.
Like a mile and a half.
But I think the river is more the reason for why it's cold.
Here's a question. Do you expect the people, like...
A little bit.
To know about their surroundings.
Yes.
A little bit.
Don't finish your question. Yes.
By the way, you think Cam Scataboo has any idea of this stuff either?
Like, I don't think
Jackson
Cam Scataboo
Dart's not the only dummy.
I don't think Cam Scataboo knows where he is when he's streaming at his home.
Listen, he got votes for mayor, so don't disrespect him.
He did get votes for mayor.
Yeah.
So did Jalen Brunson, right?
So Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge,
Pete Alonso.
Yes.
Who would make the best mayor out of a current football
player? Jalen Brunson.
Athlete. I actually think Aaron Judge might not be bad. He doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
For a politician.
I know who the worst would be.
Cam Scataboo.
Oh,
I was going to say Draymond, but Cam's good too.
Oh, Draymond.
Draymond would be picking fights with everybody all the time.
Saquon Barkley also got a vote in the mayoral election in New York City.
But here's the thing. Draymond Green actually would get elected. I don't think any of these other guys would. Draymond would.
Aaron Judge would get elected New York City mayor.
No, because there's two teams.
No, he'd still get elected.
You think Mets fans are going to elect Aaron Judge? Like, there's a lot of Mets fans.
Other dopes that normally run for New York City mayor?
Well, if it's Aaron Judge versus, you know, Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, it's going to be Judge and a landslide.
Yeah, seriously. We had Andrew Cuomo. We had de Blasio. It was rough. but we got the Knicks.
Right. Also, if Judge is the mayor, he can't be a Yankee, right? So maybe I'd vote for him for that reason.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers may have been running for vice president, was the quarterback of the Jets.
But if he was elected, what was he going to be?
Yeah, how is his tenure as president and as Jets quarterback?
I think he was going to try to pull off both.
That would have been.
And by the way, if you're seeing some of the stuff that's coming out now about RFK from the woman he was having an affair with, the book that she just wrote, I don't know if he would have been president for very long. That dude is on the edge.
RFK has a book?
No. The woman he was having an affair with has a book. Emotional affair.
I missed that one.
I don't think it was physical.
I think the Warriors may have both the best and worst person for mayor. I think Steph Curry would be a great mayor.
Yeah.
He'd be a really good mayor.
I don't know if his politics necessarily line up with some in San Francisco, but probably. He'd get elected,
of course
he would. He's
very popular, and he's very likable.
Of course. Athletes have a major leg up.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Johnson had a scandal. He still was
a mayor.
Yeah,
they still loved him.
I thought he actually was the mayor, right?
Yeah. He was literally a mayor. And Dave Bing, there's plenty of athletes that have been mayors.
I'm looking at maps right now, by the way. Absolutely. I think you guys were very overconfident in your knowledge of where the Meadowlands is compared to Biden's work.
I know where the Meadowlands is.
But I got to be honest. I believe you. But like, who on earth knows where the Meadowlands is compared to the ocean? I'm totally with Cam Scatterboo. I had no idea. I've driven there. And
Cam's not even in the clip.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart.
Theo Johnson. Just dealing with all those traffic signs is hard enough to get the Meadowlands. To know where you are in terms of all that water, I'm totally with them. I don't understand.
New Jersey is very confusing. It is.
It's quite confusing.
Very confusing.
And wet.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of rivers.
They made it sound like they were playing at AT&T Park. Like, I mean,
right.
They drive to the stadium every week.
Yeah. Tim Kelly is the one that goes right behind those buildings is miles of blue water.
That's just not true.
That's not true.
No, and even if you ever land at Dallas Airport and you get the bird's eye view, you know that's not true.
But then you come in. What? Oh, LaGuardia.
Like, you see the Statue of Liberty. I think we're all kind of like familiar with that, even if you don't live around here. It's a big tourist destination.
No, when you land at LaGuardia, you're flying over
Long Island Sound. No, he just said LaGuardia.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm talking about Newark. You see.
Near where I live.
You see the Statue of Liberty right there.
Yeah. So that's technically not the ocean either, though. No.
Yeah, that's the Bay of New York, isn't it?
I live by the Brooklyn Bridge. Sorry, and they say it starts to mix with right below the bridge. It starts to mix with saltwater right there.
Yeah.
So sometimes sharks come all the way up there because the ocean starts.
Oh, this is
just
all going
south
back
of the
to
Brooklyn
your
bridge.
Shark fear.
Yeah. No, I have to know where the ocean starts. So actually, we're very, very close to the ocean right now.
Like, no, we are.
Yeah, very, very close.
We are, and 20 miles away in New Jersey, they're not. Because, again, that's 20 miles to the southwest.
I had no idea.
It's all relative. They're very close to the ocean compared to Kansas. But in their conversation, they made it seem like they were two steps from the sands, and they were not.
Okay, I have to say.
And that explained the wind.
This is, but you guys are going to make fun of me for this. Why are there so many seagulls at the Meadowlands?
Moving on.
That's a fair question. Seagulls live over the ocean. There's thousands of them there.
It is an epidemic of seagulls in that parking lot.
So where do you think they're coming from? Oh, they live in the marsh or something?
Basically a radioactive dump. Like, that place is awful.
And we're talking about where the stadium is in the land. We're not talking about the product on the field.
Also radioactive. There.
One other NFL note. The Bills have claimed veteran corner Darius Slay off waivers from the Steelers.
Cooks, Darius Slay. Pencil in the Super Bowl.
As I've been saying all fall, do not let the Nets get hot.
Porter, top of the key, back to Wolf. Drives on Carter. Now hands it off back to Porter. Left wing three. Buries it. 33 for Porter. He's got 5 threes. The Nets go back up by 12.
Chris Carino, Nets Radio, Michael Porter Jr. with 33-10 in a 113-103 win in Chicago. Brooklyn winning back-to-back games for the first time this season.
Wow.
The Bulls, meanwhile, are now 3 games under 500 after a 5th consecutive loss. Oh. And free agent outfielder Kyle Tucker reportedly visited the Blue Jays facility in Florida yesterday.
Dunedin.
Sure.
Yeah, I saw that. The Blue Jays are not messing around.
No.
They already signed Dylan Cease.
For $2 billion.
They got the pitcher from the Japanese League MVP who pitched to a 1.82 ERA last season.
But he's American, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but he was pitching in Ponce, but is he American? Actually,
yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Or, I mean, Canadian, but he's North American.
North American, yes. But he was pitching in Japan. They're going to re-sign Bo Bichette, obviously.
They already gave it back to Vladdy.
They want Edwin Diaz.
They might get Edwin Diaz.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's fighting back. Good for Toronto.
Yep, they got money.
And if Judge becomes the mayor and is out of the Yankee lineup, then look out.
Yeah,
listen, they beat the Yankees with Judge in the lineup.
No, listen, hey, if Judge isn't in the lineup, you got to watch out for Trent Grisham, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that big body of water by Toronto a lake or an ocean?
That's a lake. Yeah. Maggie?
That's a big lake, it's a very by the way. It looks like an ocean from Toronto.
It's enormous.
I'm going to head to break here.
That's why they call it the Great Lakes.
Top of the hour, Nick Costos going to join us. Normally that happens on Friday. Today, it's going to happen on a Thursday. So he's going to get us set for this big Cowboys-Lions game that we got going on. Also, one embattled quarterback was on the practice field yesterday. Get to that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Not for Browns fans. Welcome back to the show. Maggie
Gray. They're more of an off-season
it's really,
kind of team.
April's kind of like the best for the Browns. Generally, when the draft comes around and they have a high pick and they can sell hope to the fan base when they're kind of floundering with 3 wins, Pearl, in December, it's not that fun. But there was an update yesterday to the Browns that is actually not about Shedeur Sanders, but certainly impacts Shedeur Sanders. Deshaun Watson was back on the practice field yesterday. What'd you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, desperate situation. I actually had this thought. Tell me if you think I'm going way too far. They are just a little too good to get in the top three for a quarterback. They might end up 5, 6, or 7.
You know, put good in air quotes.
Well,
they'd be picking fifth if the season ended.
So that's often, that could be just outside the quarterbacks. And unless they trade up, they might not be able to draft a quarterback, so maybe this is Deshaun Watson's team next year.
Okay, so I think there's a couple of things that you have to unpack. First of all, the owner has already called the Deshaun Watson contract and the whole debacle a swing and a miss.
Right.
So I don't know if that means that they've already kind of washed their hands with Deshaun. I don't know how you could be looking to trade the guy. He can't be tradable.
No,
the contract
absolutely not.
Is so big. But maybe they're going to go back on that. Now, there was a really good trade that the Browns made with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Jags have played a little bit better, so that's going to be the 26th pick now, but they have their own pick, and they have the 26th pick. So they got that extra first-rounder when the Jags traded up for Travis Hunter. I think that there's a world where it's Deshaun Watson, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur next year. Now, I've maintained, I think that they are going to, I think they would trade Shedeur Sanders if someone came with an even remotely fine offer.
You mean like a 6th round pick or something?
6th, 5th. You know, let's say the Shador still plays, you know, plays well down the stretch, or you can see the talent, or someone already liked him and would be willing to bring him in as the backup. We know Philadelphia liked him. We know the Ravens liked him. Maybe there's some team out there that would be willing to trade a fifth rounder. And I think that the Browns would do it, quite frankly. So I think Deshaun Watson, and they seem to love Dylan Gabriel, even though Gabriel didn't play very well.
Yeah, it's a tough spot for anybody to play well. I think you have to mention that whenever you say Dylan Gabriel didn't play well or Shador doesn't look good. I mean, come on. This team is a mess.
Yeah, they're bad.
I think we're on the same page. I mean, there might be a world where they just don't have a better option. And why not take a flyer on Deshaun Watson? Do you think even in the back of his head, Jimmy Haslam wants to be in next year's draft so he can try and take Arch Manning? Because he loves all things Manning, you know, that Tennessee connection. Maybe they're saying, hey, this is not the year for the quarterback. Because it does feel like if you draft Fernando Mendoza, say you trade up to number one.
Yeah.
You're not putting Fernando Mendoza in a great spot to turn around this team. I don't even know if you're going to have Kevin Stefanski there. It just feels like they're not even ready to draft the quarterback.
I think they're going to, though. And so that, do you put Deshaun Watson, a rookie quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders? I mean, God, what a mess that would be. But I don't even know if the Browns can help themselves. Even if they don't think it is, like, the air quotes right time for a quarterback, I think they'd take one anyway.
I think Fernando Mendoza and the Cleveland Browns next year would be a tough sell.
But say that about anyone. Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza. I don't think it's about the player. I think it's about the Browns. Do you think there is a world where it's just Deshaun and then they decide to use those first-round picks on something else?
Absolutely. I don't think it's – I mean, there's a lot TBD here. I don't think it's a great quarterback draft. I think they might look at the 27 draft and say that's better. Mm. I think that's a realistic option. Not only that, they're just not ready to bring in Fernando Mendoza. They don't really have the pieces around him. Are they going to be able to find enough receiver help and offensive line help? Maybe, but I don't know. I could see either way. If they're five – do you trade up? Do you use that Jacksonville pick to get up to number one? I mean, you need players all over that lineup. That's the issue.
But you're going to have to jump probably Las Vegas and New Orleans.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you do that? Like, you have to give up a first-round pick. Don't you need that for other things?
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You mentioned quickly Stefanski. I think he is absolutely on the hot seat. I know that we thought, Pearl, that they traded away the second overall pick to Jacksonville for Travis Hunter. Does this mean that they are going to, you know, let this kind of be like a don't worry about it year for Stefanski? Like, hey, we're going to bring you back no matter what. This is why we have, on average, 8 NFL coaching openings every single year. It's because these in-between guys. And Stefanski may be winning Coach of the Year awards, but they have no wins to show for it. I mean, there's just nothing here for the franchise, and I think he's going to be gone. I do.
I heard an interesting take from our buddy Shiel Kapadia, the Ringer. Mm. He said that Stefanski gets on the open market, he is the number one candidate. Like, the Giants would kill to have Kevin Stefanski. So Jimmy Haslam is vain enough where he'd be like, whoa, if those teams want him, then...
Giants, who have won fewer games than anyone over the last decade?
Well, he would see if there's a coaching carousel. If he's the number one guy, then Haslam will be like, well, I'm not giving up if other teams want him. But there's a logic there. I mean, because Vegas would probably want them. What were the four teams? The Titans, the Giants, the Raiders, and the would all go in on Stefanski, probably. The Giants especially would go in on Stefanski for Jackson Dart.
I mean, I get it, but so you're going from the Browns to the Giants, which I know is very different in terms of reputation, but in terms of actual, like, results, well, they are pretty close to each other.
Well, you just said it. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the Giants job is so hot, because it's the New York Giants. Yeah, whatever. They've sucked over the last 10 years, but at the end of the day, it's still the Giants. It's still a historic franchise. So.
No, I think it's more about Dart and Ward. Those are, like, if you're a coach, if you have your options, you look at the tape, say, which quarterback can make me look great?
Well, what if the Raiders get Fernando Mendoza?
I don't see that as an option.
Okay.
If I'm Stefanski, I would look at, I mean, they have the same problem that Geno Smith has. Who are you throwing to? If just triple team Brock Bowers and you shut down Fernando Mendoza.
That you can fix. You can fix a receiver.
Yeah, but I just think that...
Look at Drake May. Who's he throwing to besides Stephon Diggs? There's a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, I mean, look at Drake May. Like, you want a quarterback who, if you already have one in place, that's really good.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, Nick Costos going to join us. A little special. He's coming on Thursday. We'll get you set for Cowboys and Lions in just a matter of hours. It's M&P.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.